Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity music and entertainment news. Taylor Swift fans are convinced that the superstar has continued the ongoing feud between her and Kim Kardashian on her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. One of Taylor's new tracks, Thank You, Amy, is stylized with just three capital letters in the title spelling out Kim, and the lyrics seemingly take aim at their disagreement over Taylor's name being called out in Ye's song, Famous.
All that time you were throwing punches out.
Meanwhile, Taylor also seemingly addresses her breakup with the 1975 frontman Matty Healy and her ex Joe Alwyn throughout the album, and fans are loving it already. The superstar dropped the record at midnight, but 2 hours later, surprise dropped 15 more songs, making it a double album. The Tortured Poets Department anthology is out now. Speaking of new albums, the tracklist for Billy's new record, Hit Me Hard and Soft, has been revealed. The Grammy and Oscar-winning star took to social media to share the list of 10 songs that will appear on the new album, but Billy kept coy when it comes to features and credits. Some of the songs that fans can look forward to hearing include Birds of a Feather, Bittersweet, Blue, and The Greatest. Billy previously was upset with magazine Rolling Stone after they reportedly leaked the tracklist earlier this month and called them out on social media. Hit Me Hard and Soft will be out on the 17th of May. A woman who stalked Harry Styles has been jailed and banned from seeing him perform. The 35-year-old woman named Myra Carvalho has been sentenced to 14 weeks imprisonment after pleading guilty to the charge of stalking. Myra had sent the Watermelon Sugar singer 8,000 cards in less than a month, and some had been hand-delivered to Harry's UK address. A 10-year restraining order has also been issued, meaning Myra cannot attend any event where Harry performs or appears. The singer has not commented on the sentencing. Sydney Sweeney has hit back at a producer who said she wasn't attractive and couldn't act.
I feel like people only see me as the girl on TV who screams, cries, and has sex. Sometimes it's all three at the same time.
Carol Baum had said after a film screening that she couldn't understand why the Emmy-nominated actress was so popular, adding that she wasn't pretty, which did not go down well with Sydney's fans or the actress herself. The Euphoria actress responded to Carol's comments via her representatives, telling Variety that she thought it sad a woman in the position to share her expertise instead chooses to attack another woman. Sydney added that she found the comments shameful and that it speaks volumes about her character. And is Lady Gaga joining the Rolling Stones on tour? Rumours are swirling that she could be after a set list from the band's upcoming shows in the summer revealed that they are set to perform their duet, Sounds of Heaven, which appears on the album Hackney Diamonds. The legendary rock band haven't commented on the reports themselves, but fans listening into rehearsals for their LA gig has them convinced the Poker Face singer could appear. We'll have to wait to find out. Meanwhile, the tour will kick off in Texas on the 28th of April. If you're after more royal content, then head over to our other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast, which has just dropped a brand new episode. The latest episode is all about the Netflix movie Scoop, which tells the story of the journalists of BBC Newsnight securing the now infamous Prince Andrew interview. Our hosts, Emily, Andrea, and Emmy, are joined by former Newsnight producer Sam McAllister, who is played in the movie by Billy Piper, who reveals all about what it was like being in the room while the interview was being filmed and just how she managed to secure it. Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your daily lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates on your favourite celebrities.